"I should be most happy to go down with you, if I should not be in the way," said I. "My dear Watson, you would confer a great favour upon me by coming, and I think that your time will not be misspent, for there are points about the case which promise to make it an absolutely unique one. We have, I think, just time to catch our train at Paddington, and I will go further into the matter upon our journey. You would oblige me by bringing with you your very excellent field-glass." And so it happened that an hour or so later I found myself in the corner of a first-class carriage flying along en route for Exeter, while Sherlock Holmes, with his sharp, eager face framed in his ear-flapped travelling cap, dipped rapidly into the bundle of fresh papers which he had procured at Paddington. We had left Reading far behind us before he thrust the last one of them under the seat and offered me his cigar-case. "We are going well," said he, looking out of the window and glancing at his watch. "Our rate at present is 53.5 miles an hour." "I have not observed the quarter-mile posts," said I. "Nor have I. But the telegraph posts upon this line are 60 yards apart, and the calculation is a simple one. I presume that you have looked into this matter of the murder of John Straker and the disappearance of Silver Blaze?"
"I have seen what the Telegraph and the Chronicle have to say,"